Linga lichona njani izulu kantaba yikudibana kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove kwazi why Maria Zimbabwe ndinomkamishira mchirongwa chedu chewe chidiki chirongwa The Connection muineni Mike Hove welcome Maria Zimbabwe muse welcome to The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related Maria Zimbabwe tino urombo kutati kwanise kupa ichirongwa ichisema zuwa ose unfortunately Maria Zimbabwe we're not able to give you our program live as per usual due to COVID-19. We're all working from home. What this means is you cannot call in into our program as usual. Unfortunately, it's a really unfortunate circumstance. Nonetheless, you can always text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. This name is Zimbabwe Tripano, Patronga Chibiki, Oshelo T Connection, Namsha on Tuesday, June 16, 2020. Such an important day, and we're going to delve deeper into why June 16 is such an important day for the youth of Zimbabwe. Saganasum Chirongwa Muria Zimbabwe Tukin Ramberi, Chibatanyaze, Chiroreche Coronavirus. We look to focus on what's happening, Muzukoro Zedu. Last week, we heard the Minister of Information, Honorable Monica Mchangwa, announcing vachiudza Muria Zimbabwe kuti zvikoro zvichange zvichivhurwa muswa 28 July. Next month, 28 July. So we look to update you all, tichizwauka, kuti is Zimbabwe ready to reopen our schools? Are schools safe and ready to be reopened during this time? Lingankosipela, we're still under lockdown conditions. Njalo, the nation is still fighting umkhuhlane we coronavirus. So with all that in mind, is Zimbabwe ready to reopen its schools? But that's not the only issue that we're looking to touch on. Namhla uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo sizabe sithinta njalo udaba lwesuku lwe International Day of the African Child. June 16, such an important day for African youth, such an important day for South African youth. June 16 is the day that the African Union set aside as the International Day of the African Child. It is also Youth Day in South Africa. Now, this day itself was set aside by the AU as a means of commemorating the youth of South Africa in 1976 in Soweto, who took to the streets in protest. It's time for them to receive equal treatment with their white counterparts. They were fighting for equal treatment in terms of their right to education and other basic human rights. We're also going to be touching on what's happening whereby the youth of America have been taken to the streets for the last couple of weeks in protest of racial inequality. Justice for George Floyd, justice for Rayshard Brooks. Those are some of the chants that the American youth have been chanting in the streets of America for the past couple of weeks. And these protests have also taken off in different countries, Britain, New Zealand, Australia. So those are the three things that we're going to be touching on. Nasum Chonga Muria Zimbabwe. But first up, coronavirus. Mkushale with COVID-19. The global pandemic is responsible for taking over 437,000 lives, 437,500 lives worldwide. As we speak, over 8 million people have tested positive for COVID-19. So I repeat, over 437,500 lives have been taken and increasing, and 8 million have tested positive for COVID-19 worldwide. Now, this is a pre-recorded program, so by the time we go on air, there's a high possibility that these numbers could have changed. But as we speak, those are the numbers. In Zimbabwe, 387 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Four have died, and 54 have recovered. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, as we speak, and I read literally off their Twitter page, 59,194 people have been tested for umkhuhlane we coronavirus. 34,581 are RDT tests, and 24,613 are PCR tests. Which leads us to the big question that we're looking to discuss, Nasim Chongwa. Is Zimbabwe ready to reopen its schools? Is it safe to open schools in Zimbabwe? With the numbers constantly increasing over the past couple of weeks, the big question is, once again, is it safe? Saka ndiyo nyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa mwriyo Zimbabwe, 387 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 54 have recovered, and 4 dead. If you tune into the program via radio, we're currently broadcasting on 909 medium wave frequency, 4930-6040, UHF, by 15460 kilohertz. I must remind you one more time, Muriye Zimbabwe, Chirongwa Ichi is not live. This is a pre-recorded program. Silusi is in Mpela Zulugandaba. Chikwense kupa Chirongwa Ichi sema zwa ose. Jisine, tripano pa Chirongwa Ichi, chame chi iki, ushelo, the connection, chabruk paku raneni, Mike Hove. Wanda upinda mchirongwa, unfortunately, amukwanisa upinda enyu mchirongwa, asi, munukwanisa uchu udawo maondrenyu, pa WhatsApp, pa number zinoti, +1 202 465 0318. Number izwe kare, +1 202 465 0318. So the question is Zimbabwe ready to reopen schools? Tudzewo maondrenyu, tinzweka, kuti muri kuzviona sei. The Connection, Chirongwa Chedu Chivichi Iki, Ushelo, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program. That's how we're tackling anything and everything youth-related. Muriye Zimbabwe, this broadcast that you are currently listening to via radio is going to be available on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, Jakarta, VOA Ndebele. So if you're looking to watch the video broadcast, it's going to be available on our three Facebook pages. Link up all to Pela Zulugandaba, Ushea Pela Ushelo, Kuchirongchuwane Chirongwane Uwaduwedu, Ubuzesipogele Pela Ushelo, Ngobonengi Be 2. Chakanoane Jakarta Kutinya Paya, Pakanze Like, Kuchirongchuwane Ukaftimuripo, Now let's delve into it. Is Zimbabwe ready to reopen schools? Now, last week, once again, we heard the Minister of Information, Honorable Monica Mchangwa, announcing ukuthi mhlaka 28 July, Zimbabwe is going to be reopening its schools. Now, liyakhumbula phela ukuthi throughout the month of May, there had been talks of whether or not Zimbabwe would open schools. We heard ZIMSEC appearing before the parliamentary board talking about how they were preparing to ensure ukuthi as soon as government announces ukuthi izikolo zilapho ukuvula, bona they'll be ready to facilitate the opening of schools to, in order for phase one. Lingakhohlwa phela uhulumeni had said ukuthi bakhangelele ukuvula izikolo in phases. Phase one accommodating for those who are going to be writing imihloliso yabo, who are going to be writing their examinations. But now let's head over to the teachers themselves. What exactly do the, how do the teachers feel about this circumstance? In the program, we have an interview. Robson Chere. Robson Chere is the Secretary General of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATRUS.
Tiri kuchade kugununa kuti hurumende pakuti itaure zuva rekuti zvikoro zvinge zvichivhurwa pasati paitwa measures zvekuti pange paine safety kuvarairidzi vedu pamwe chete nevana vezvikoro. Danho rakaipisisa zvikuru, vanogona vakapa zvavo zuva rekuti zvikoro zvichavhurwa musi wakati, asi kana zvikwanisiro zvekuti kunge varairidzi nevana vechikoro vange vachidzivirirwa kudenda rekorona, funge kuti zvichange zvichibudirira kuti zvikoro zvichange zvichivhurwa musi wakatarwa uyu.
Vachere tungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakati vemachechi vave kubvumidzwa kusangana asi vasingadarike vanhu 50 panguva imwe chete. Vakati zvekare nyika yave kugadzirira kuvhura ikonomi vachipa vanoita mabasa emaoko mukana wekuisa maapplication iyo inovapa mvumo yekudzokera kubasa. Tichitarisa matanho ari kutorwa nehurumende, chii chinoita kuti muve nechivimbo cheku kuti zvikoro zvienderere mberi zvakavharwa panguva iyo hurumende iri kuda kuvhura mamwe maindustry?
Right, tiri kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe isi wemasvondo tichiti vasadarike 50, apa tinoziva kuti zvikoro zvedu zvine over enrollment yakanyanyisa. Tikambotanga tatarisa kuti pari zvino damage inoitika ndeipi pakuvhurwa kwamboita wedzisvondo vachisangana vasingadarike 50, zvinhu zvanga zvakanaka tisati tati zvikoro zvivhurwe, nekuti zvikoro zvedu zvine vana vakawandisa. Faida kuti tika people ratio yuko rose kazi inenge iri kana 1 is 90 zvinobva zvadifita people sekuti gathering yasi isaitwe 150 yemasvondo zvinobva zvatemesa musoro kuti uzive kuti pfungwa dzacho zviri kumbofamba sei ngatitange tambo assessa risk iyoyo nemasvondo avhurwa acho tonoti risk yacho nekutambirana denda recorona yakamira sei tichishanda kuti tiise dziviriro zvekare muzvikoro zvedu
ndiudzeiwo vachere kana nyika yakafanana neSouth Africa uko kune vanhu vanodarika 60,000 vane chirwere checoronavirus uyezve 1,300 vakafa nepamusana pechirwere ichi vachikwanisa kuvhura zvikoro chii chinozotadzisa Zimbabwe kuti itore danho rakafanana
dzidzo kuSouth Africa yakasiyana nekuno tichitarisa panyaya yemaresources nemamaterials muno kunyanya muzvikoro zvekumaruwa tine vana vamwe vachidzidzira pasi pepepa pasi pemiti hakuna maclassroom akanatsokwana tine vana vamwe vachiita zveyatinoti hot sitting yekuti vamwe vanouya kuseni odzidzo kusvikana 12 theni mamwe maclasses ozouya kubva na 12 odzidzo kusvikana na 4 tikwanise kukombera tichishandisa kuti South Africa yavhura zvikoro saka ngazvivhurewo tikada kuti asaizvozvo South Africa kwachoni mune maprovinci kuri kutotestwa ikozvozvi vana vamwe vakone vane utachiona hwecorona kucape town asi muno matina zvatakwanisa kuti tinge tichiita kuti tidziirire varayiridzi nevana avo South Africa chazvikari screening and testing yakaitwa zvikoro zvakati oo saka muno matina kukwanisa kutaita kuti screening iyoyo tofanira kunge tichifokasa nekugadzirira preparedness yedu pamaissues to do with the safety ndo chinhu chakanyanya kukosha panguva inoyi tingadai tiri mubishi kumhanya mhanya kuti tagadzirisa chii zvinodikanwa kana pane mamwe makeshift classroom anokwanisa kunge achiitwa kuita kuti vanhu vasazonyanya kusangana zvakanyanya izvozvo ndo zvatofanira kunge tichifokasa on
Haiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mubvunzo wokupedzisira vachere tobva tapeta chirongwa tinonzwawo tisangano renyu reatus pamwe chete nemamwe masangano anomirira varayiridzi makatora matano ekumisa kunyorwa kwemaexaminations pamwe chete nekuvhurwa kwezvikoro tiudzeiwo zvizere
nemusi womugovera takakwanisa kufaila mapepa ecourt interdict ekuda kumisa hurumende nezimsek kuti zvikoro zvinge zvisavhurwe panguva yakataurwa nezimsek kuti maexaminations anofanira kunge achitanga nyaya yakaita kuti tiite ndeyekuti tanga tisina kunge tawirirana kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe isu nemamwe masangano anomiririra varayiridzi tose takapawo nhunha dzedu maererano nekuvhurwa kwezvikoro tikanosangana komiti yeparamende inoona nezvedzidzo tikawirirana zvekare kuti zvikoro zvedu hazvisati zvava pastage yekuti tingati tinge tichivhurira vana kuti vange vachiuya nekuti tine zvakawanda zvekuda kuti zvigadziriswe zimuseki yobva yati vana ngavaenderere vachatanga kunyora musi wa28 apa zvinhu zvese zvisati zvazvigadziriswa saka takazoisa mareasons edu arimo mucourt interdict vana vanofanira kunge vachiwana nguva yakawanda yekuprepare uyezve kuti mastandards edu safety regulation anofanira kunge ari in line with World Health Organization.
So aliyamuzwa umnumzana uR Robson Chere, Secretary General of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Uthi bona njengababalisi bayakhalala ngempela bathi uhulumende weZimbabwe akabi ready. So liyamuzwa umnumzana uRobson Chere wenhlanganiso Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uyakhalala ngempela uthi hayi eleZimbabwe bona njengababalisi babona ngani eleZimbabwe is not ready ukuvula izikolo bona njengenhlanganiso the further taken uhulumende weZimbabwe njalo inhlanganiso eZimsec to court an order as an attempt to block ukuvulwa kwezikolo. Asiqhubekele phambili ngodaba lesilalo namhla kuhlelo. Let's head over sizwe ukuthi abafundi bona bakubona njani lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni. We had an interview lo munye wasakhulayo unkosazana Kwanele Moyo. Let's hear what Kwanele had to say. Ukwanele is a student mayelana nalokho okuzama ukwenziwa nguhulumende okuvula izikolo mhla ka 28 July. Let's head over to Kwanele Moyo.
Cabanga ukuthi ilizwe lethu alikho prepared for ukulwisana lesifo lesi-coronavirus. Ngakho uhulumende kaqale ame ukuvula izikolo. Sicale sibone ukubana ama-centers aba maningi ngoba nxa engavula izikolo umkhuhlane lonxa ungamemetheka abantwana bazalaliswa ngaphi ngoba igciwane lizamemetheka abantwana bawuthathe khona ngale sikolo ngoba kuyena kuprepared kuyabe ungela-sanitizer abantwana bakhona bengagula bazafakwa ngaphi ngakho ngicabanga ukubana uhulumende aqale ami ukuvula izikolo.
Ngombono wakho kuyini okumele kwenzakale izikolo zingakavulwa ukuze abafundi behambe esikolo bethembe ukuthi ngeke babanjwe nalomkhuhlane?
Cabanga ukuthi uhulumende kumele atheste wonke umntwana kanye lombalisi singakavuli izikolo. Akube mandatory ukuthi wonke umbalisi lomntana atheste andubana abantu babuyele esikolo sebuthana emaclassini sizi expose to COVID-19. Njalo uhulumende kumele make sure ukuthi zonke izikolo ziyageziswa, kube fakwa ama sanitizer umntana wonke abele mask kanye lombalisi andubana sivule izikolo. Njalo ama centers aqale a establishwe abe lemfanele yonke ekwanile unze thi noma imkhuhlane oqhela abantu bathole lapho kokusindiswa khona.
Sikhangela omakhelwane bethu kwele South Africa, izikolo zivuliwe izolo. Nxa lokhu kwenzakala kwele South Africa, kuyini okuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe?
Khangela ilizwe le South Africa, well, lona belizimiselele angithi lile capacity yokubana lilwisane lomkhuhlane lo, kodwa labo baphangisile ukubana bavule izikolo ngoba abantwana bonke bebengathestwanga kanye babalisi. And ngithe ngibona i-news ekuseni kulabanye babalisi abatholakale kwele gcikwane, okutsho ukuthi umkhuhlane lo sizamemetheka. So ngibona ngani South Africa la iphangisile ukubana ivule izikolo. Ngakho uhulumende weZimbabwe la kamele angalandela uhulumende weSouth Africa, ngoba iSouth Africa is more capacitated than us. So uhulumende kaqale weZimbabwe kaqale ami ukuvula izikolo angalandeli iSouth Africa.
Hayi, siyakuzwa moyo ogqiba ingxoxo yethu ngokuphosela amazwi akho okugcina kubontanga.
Amazwi engiwathela abantu abasha ukuthi kasilandeleni imithetho eyafakwa nguhulumende kanye leyafakwa yiwu. Asihlambeni izandla zethu ngama-sanitizer kumbe ngamanzi alesepa. Asisagqokeni ama-mask ngaso sonke isikhathi. Kasi-avoideni ukubamba ubuso, njalo si-avoideni ukutholakala endaweni ezilabantu abaningi. Siyakwathi ngabantu abatsha siyathanda uku-socialize, kodwa sineni indaba yoku-socialize sizivikeleni esifweni lesi. Abantu abasha bale nkolelo yokuthi bona ababanjwa ligciwane, igciwane libamba abantu abadala. Hhayi, kayisikho khonokho, igciwane libamba wonke umuntu iloba ngubani. So bonje amazwe amakhulu babulele abantu baqedile i-coronavirus. I'm sure it was ignorance. Ngakho asingayike le mkhuhlane lathi ufinyelela kithi, singabi ignorant bantu abasha, kasiphephenini.
So Zulukandaba, you are hearing there from Gwanele Moyo, a young Zimbabwean student. Vadzidzi navo vari kugunun'una vari kuti hurumende ngaimbomira, nekuti vari kuti nemaondo avo zvikoro zvikavhurwa, aiwa mhuri yeZimbabwe tinokwanisa kupinda bhizi. But now let's head over to ZIMSEC themselves. Earlier on, Muriye Zimbabwe, I told you Uwuti, inhlanganiso ye-ZIMSEC, before government announced Uwuti, this is the day that they're going to be reopening, before Honorable Monica Mchangwa announced last week Uwuti izikolo zizabe zivula mhla ka 28. Last month in May, inhlanganiso ye-ZIMSEC appeared before the parliamentary board that is responsible for education, and they were highlighting ZIMSEC preparations to accommodate the June examinations. Now, they also highlighted what they're going to be doing in preparation. And amongst these things that they highlighted last month was the measures that they're going to be taking as an examination board to ensure Uwuti every student that is going to be writing the June examinations is going to be safe from umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Now, ZIMSEC also highlights Uwuti bona njengenhlanganiso, they don't work alone. So they also highlight what they're asking of from the schools, from the parents, and of course from the Ministry of Education itself. Now, let's head over to ZIMSEC. The next clip that we're about to play for you is courtesy of Open Parli. If you're looking to watch the full length of the clip itself, you can go to Open Parli's Facebook page and search for it there.
In printing these papers, Chair, we were compliant with the requirements of Statutory 99 of 2020. The statutory instrument, which talks about hand washing facilities, sanitizers, gloves, face masks, temperatures of employees and visitors being taken at entrance. We will disinfect all examination materials, and these materials are in plastics, and they have been shrunk wrapped, and they therefore will be able to disinfect. The vehicles which ferry them will be disinfected, and the personnel who use these will be given personal protective wear, which I've indicated earlier on. On the writing of the examination chair, I need to say that members must understand the roles of ZIMSEC and that of the ministry. ZIMSEC's role is to provide the question papers to our major stakeholder, the candidate. And we set, we print, we deliver to cluster centers and to schools, straight to schools. And from there on, the ministry has the authority over the people who handle examinations in schools. Therefore, when we deliver the question papers, we have assisted the heads of schools, of examination centers, with a circular which states on how we want the examinations to be handled. For example, disinfecting all classrooms, surfaces, facilities, and so forth. Reinforcing the hand washing, the sanitizers, and so forth. Wearing of masks, promoting social distancing of candidates as they write the examination. Personal protective wear to candidates, this must be provided by schools. The marking of script chair will be done in an environment which is compliant to the structure instrument which I've indicated earlier.
So, leya zizwela mthakazo muhle muri eZimbabwe muri kuzinzwira ka zviri kutsarwa ka ne veZimsec. Uhulumende uke washo ngempela ukuthi izikolo when they reopen according to plan, according to the initial plan, schools are going to be reopening in phases. And in phase one, are they going to be prioritizing wonke umuntu okumele abhale phela imihloliso? This is the meeting that they had with the parliamentary board last month in May, whereby they were highlighting ukuthi bona njengenhlanganiso they're ready to accommodate for the June examinations, and these are the measures that they have in place. So as soon as government announced ukuthi hi, this is the day, bonabe ZIMSEC, bacha hai, bona sebe ready. But now, this isn't just an issue amongst teachers and the government itself. We roped in the medical experts, from the experts themselves, ukuthi ngempela, is Zimbabwe ready to reopen the schools? So let's head over to an interview that I had with Dr. Wallace Shambelo, highlights umbono wakhe yena as a medical expert.
This coronavirus basically is there to stay, because it has a lot of control. So for us, things have to move. Spending to see the matter, hotel, amani, ama teacher, ama soldier, abantu abanye. So abantu alafunu to afund. But there are, problems. For example, the coronavirus, the way it spreads, the main, there are certain things that people must do. For example, I'm a physical, what is called social distancing, and that is a city physical distancing, which one must stay at least 1 or 2 meters apart. But you always go to a school, sometimes we are super, which I want to be that distant, for example. And a school of which I want to participate and learn. So it means the spread of the coronavirus will be high in schools. So maybe I'm a teachers to school ratio, I'm a students to teachers ratio, they are very high. You might find maybe 80 students and one teacher. So sometimes it's very difficult. And also we don't have a resources, which is really scholar is name, so that to accommodate a few students in school. It's difficult as well, I think even for the government. So what I'm probably with maybe they're not supposed to come to school every day. By 60 a classroom. Maybe the week you say it divides them, 20 and 10. But we this week, this day, then another day. Then maybe they try to strengthen our distance learning mainly, running to an assignment, learn. So that they don't spend most of the time in school. Because Bangawai school is very social distancing issue. They have time, they have a long time, so all those things, they'll be seeing each other, they'll be mingling with everyone. So very, we have a king, very school, adhere to those certain measures. But I know like there is a certain program that SS Scholar, they are doing a fumigation, sanitizers, which are available, face masks, all those things they are providing. They are trying to get them to the schools. But issue is about social distance. And also the issue of the mass police call of what find out what is to want, like all the students and the teachers are supposed to be tested.
Seen what has happened in other countries, for example, Hong Kong and South Africa, where they reopened schools and there were teachers and students that were tested positive for COVID-19. What do we need to do in Zimbabwe to ensure that similar circumstances don't happen?
Okay, like what you're saying, Guti, usually, I know Guti right now, police call, we know Guti, they are actually, they might be, I'm a teacher, I'm a student, that would be positive. So I think now, to opening of schools now, we are true, but Guti, CNZ timeline, Guti, is it early with the school or is it late? Because it depends now with Lama resources. And if you are saying you are opening schools in July, what forms of resources do you have or what have you put in place? For example, in terms of South Africa, in terms of the resource side, obviously, we are on the minor side because Bonaventura, they are testing a lot of people. And they came, they actually tested teachers and students, then they found that some of them they were positive. So I think on our case now, to follow that protocol would be difficult. Vele, we test everyone. Because Vele, I'm a kid and corner, and they are not easily available for everyone, and they are not easily accessible. So the issue now, what we are mainly doing, currently, as you know, Guti, I'm a main kids here to Vele, we are mainly concentrating on the quarantine centers, because that's where we have more cases that are coming up which are positive. So in that issue now, Guti, city, not the police call, Guti, sing a test to Muntu, won't get a test, who's a sloop, who's test, but basically that's what we are supposed to do. And but the problem now, if we don't test everyone, we know it will bring a lot of panic for my parents, because I heard some parents were saying we can't take our students back to school because we are not sure what our teachers are going to have COVID, even among our students. So really, it will be an outcry, really, inking as it like a test. As a nation, because I know what these colleges are full, and I know some of the final year medical students they've opened already. So, and they were tested. So I'm not sure about the results, good as a major. But in July, of opening schools, really, is supposed to be done one way or the other, either now or later. But because we know what is really COVID delay will be here with us for some time, provided that we don't find a cure anytime soon. So very now, when I'm with COVID, certain things are supposed to be done the way that they are done, although we put more caution, for example, the social distancing and things like that. And the issue now, in terms of on the Zimbabwean perspective, I think it's a necessary measure that the government took. But now it now depends on which do we have the resources to test everyone. If we can't test everyone, do we have the measures to restrict infections to those who might have the infection? Mm-hmm. So really, we have to put them in mind. Which is now police call. Are we able to say some students come and some not come this day? And we try to do a shift around. Some might come maybe twice or thrice a week. Or something like that. With the very Mkushan losing around Mkushan law in the same time. So it's a real challenge very good. Because I know with even and I'm testing and most of teachers are positive like this, that we are opening schools can actually be cancelled. They say let's just wait a bit.
Okay.
So I think now it just also depends on which school is going to come. Because among my classrooms, they actually use this quarantine center.
Right.
So, and most of them, they're trying to evacuate people so that they'll try to prepare for my e-schooling training. So I think on that part. But for me, personally, I actually thought July could actually be a bit earlier, considering also these are the seasons where, like in Zimbabwe, like we are Kotola Kona, that's in June, late July. You know, those are cold seasons according to our calendar. So Uvula is called around June, around maybe July, August, thereabout. It's a bit earlier for me. It was considering ama like Uti Umoya on Konawe Ukotola, and in terms of infection spread will be high, and the droplets can actually stay in air for a long time, and that's where also we have ama high incidence, for example, ama flu, So it's, I think for me, it will be a bit earlier. But if the measures that are put in place correctly, I think they might go ahead. But, you know, it's still a problem, still a challenge.
So, Doctor, you also touched on the quarantine centers. You highlighted that some schools are being used as quarantine centers.
Yes.
Considering that they say they want to open schools in July, how much preparation needs to be done in a month to ensure that even those quarantine centers are ready to be classrooms and not quarantine centers?
Okay. So, like I said, I'm a quarantine centers, like, for example, up in Zimbabwe, we don't have, what you can say, official type of quarantine center. Because, for example, the main aim is to yebo team kushan lo unga spread kubantu abaningi, and we know ukuthi abantu babuya lapha eZimbabwe, like for example, they come from South Africa kule local infection kwanga, so bayabele kushan. So ama quarantine centers law, sometimes ukuthi sibe le ama lesbindi ukuthi sifake abantu khona ngale, kuyabe kule inkinga ukuthi for us to find those the different quarantine centers. So that's why some of the areas they are resorting to using churches, even Amazon, Tolawan, even Iskolo, then Lamanya map building a corner. Like, those are not being used for other crucial things in the country. So, in this Iskolo Valley, I read which Iskolo, those are the main quarantine centers that are being used, because one, they have a larger area, and also with my classroom, I'm going to have my name. So, depending on the law, positive or negative, and all those things. So my police school now, we need those schools back, because I'm a student, so I'm going to. So now, it will be, they still need to be measured, because you know, which is the Kulumala communication, land, but sometimes it might not be enough, because you know, with the COVID, it's actually spread like I'm a droplet, like they can stay on certain surfaces for some time. So now, so kunuguti na test, they have to make sure that amani, like they need to stop to make sure that. Like, is new school is not for quarantine centers. That's one. Two, among quarantine centers, like, Ancona, is called Ancona's Lavant. They have to try to make sure that Vanga Pumisa want to Kunangali. They need to make sure that they come to that area, were fumigated, then they actually try to check, if they can collect some samples on different surfaces, they can and test. But I think the main issue now is to actually try to fumigate those areas, and try if they can repair other things, or put some paints or replace certain things. If they can do that, I think that would be a good thing, because now we have a unzi, which I want to appoint a classroom. and you know which they've been used by those people with COVID-19, for example. So I think it will be up to government now, which is now a phone which Avant and our police call. All those schools they have to be fumigated and a fumigator. Now if you can actually reconstruct, put certain new things there to try to actually limit those certain areas that have been contact with Avantram coronavirus COVID-19. So then Bangainzi check Lama, your personnel, where then they have to check the area, they have to make sure it's now ready for learning. And obviously, funny time frame, for example, Singapore, Mr. Avantram, we need even 2 weeks or so to make sure that in the fumigation here to make sure we thoroughly clean the area and all those things. Because in a point, police school of staff, then the quarantine, the area was being used for quarantine center a day prior to that day. We are wounds him as well, because we know the infection here, the infection risk can actually be high in those areas.
Doctor, my last question to you, and then going to Pendule ngesilapha ngesikhiwa. I was saying, Uthi, Sikhangela, when we see what happened in places like South Africa, you touched on the resources that we have in Zimbabwe. One of the most important things that you highlighted is that teachers and students both need to be tested. Now, looking at the resources that we have, do you think that we would be ready by next month to ensure that both teachers and students are tested and schools can reopen?
Is there a saying that we are opening schools next month? We just have a few weeks, actually, for schools to be opened. So, and according to the guidelines now, we are supposed to make sure that if for example, education is an institution on its own, and we know that in terms of the spread of COVID-19, it's mainly spread, like in terms of, before that, it's mainly about droplet infection, like spread by droplet. If people are coughing or sneezing, and even people are talking, shouting, and all that, they can actually spread those droplets. So, and we know that in terms of education on the school sector, students, they need to participate. Teachers need to ask questions, you know, they need to review students, and there's a lot of talking that is involved, a lot of shouting as well. And some of the students, they can actually be actually asked to sing, you know, at school, like those grade and also grade one. So I think for that sector now, as I said, that we need to actually test everyone. But as you have mentioned, that in terms of our resources are a bit limited, and it's actually not feasible, actually, right now to actually think of testing everyone in the health sector. So that's from the teacher, the school head, the students, everyone who has at the school, you know, it's difficult. And even in boarding schools, it's actually more difficult as well, because we need to test everyone in the dining hall staff, you know, the matrons, you know, it's a challenge. In that aspect now, as I said also that COVID-19, for us to say that COVID-19 will go in 2 months' time, we might be lying to ourselves. It might be there for a long time, as long as we don't have the vaccine or the treatment. So I think now what needs to be done with the small resources that we have, we try to like what I said, we try to minimize the infection. Open schools right now, as we have said that, in terms of capacity to test everyone, we can't test everyone. I think what we can do now is we try to test maybe if we can. If we have even a few kids, we can test those who are symptomatic. Then all the other ones, then we just try to minimize infection. And I say that even if we don't test them and they come back to school, we make sure if there is a plan whereby if we have 60 students in the class, I know maybe it might be tiresome or maybe hectic for the school, but for example, if we have 260 students in a class, we know, for example, we have Monday to Friday, but we can actually use Saturday as a platform for learning as well. We need that we have 60 students. We try to make sure that today 10 students come, then they skip another day or something like that.
All right. You just heard that from Dr. Wallace Ashambelo. He was highlighting umbono wakhe njengodokotela about whether or not Zimbabwe is ready to reopen schools. Sakatudzewo maondere enyumbu yeZimbabwe mazvinzwira. You heard from Robson Chere, you heard from Gwanele Moyo, and you also heard from Zimsek themselves. Besithi bona sibe ready ngempela sibe ready. You also heard from udokotela Hlambelo. He was saying what needs to be done to ensure what is Golo are going to be ready by next month. So that's what they're Zimbabwe, +12024650318 is the WhatsApp number. Munkwanisa is text up our WhatsApp. Can I see that? It's no Rombo, Muria Zimbabwe. This is a pre-recorded program. I'm sorry to say you cannot call in as usual. Asi munokwanisa kutudza maondere yu pa WhatsApp. Makatirira chongwa chedu chechidiki uhlelo The Connection.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
So, we have new frequencies, Maria Zimbabwe. We have new frequencies. Those are the frequencies whereby you can catch us. For those that like watching Chirongwa Chedu per satellite, you can catch us on those frequencies. So, vakupinda muchirongwa, you missed tanga tichibata nyaya yezvezvikoro muZimbabwe. Tichitarisa kuti Zimbabwe is still fighting coronavirus. We're still currently on phase two of the lockdown, the indefinite period lockdown that President Emmerson Mnangagwa said, which should be reviewed once every 2 weeks. Now, government announced 28 July they're going to be reopening schools. Saka tachitora nevechidiki tichinzwa kuti nemaondoro is Zimbabwe ready to reopen schools. Now, let's head over to our second discussion that we have. June 16, Muria Zimbabwe. Today is such an important day, not just for South African youth, but African youth in total. June 16 is the day that was set aside by the African Union as the Day of the African Child. Now, this is a day that targets not just highlighting the challenges that African youth are facing, however, it highlights the strides that African governments have made with regards to promoting African youth. Let's head over to an interview that we had with a human rights activist, uNkosazana Mantate Mlotshwa, who is based in Gwentu Chizetu Ngawobulawayo. Mantate highlights her sentiments on the Day of the African Child, and she also delves deeper and tells us whether or not Zimbabwe is making the right stride.
Mina ngokubona kwami usuku lwe Day of the African Child luqhakatheke kakhulu ngoba I think lilanga esihlala khona sonke as a continent singabantu abatsha, abantu abadala, labantwana, and sinanzelela ukuqhakatheka komntwana. You know, an African child. A lot of us sakhulisa endaweni or in families and spaces where I voice yomntwana ibingaqhakathekiswa kangako. So when we set aside a day, I think kona lokho just the choice to recognize the African child is integral to decision making, is integral to a change as soon as we wanna in our communities. For me, that's just powerful. But when you also look at the history of the African child, it is that moment in history where the African child stands up and says, I am done with this kind of oppression. Anything embisela emuva, I have a responsibility njengomntwana wase Africa to stand up and play my part ukwenzela ukuthi ichange esifuna ukuyibona njengabantu abatsha ibe khona.
Isihloko salomnyaka sithi access to a child friendly justice system in Africa. Awusitshele mantathe ukuthi lokho kusho ukuthini kuwe, njalo nxa sesikhangela indlela abatsha abaphila ngayo kwele Zimbabwe, ubona ngani lokho kwenzakala na elizweni?
Singakangeni kuma demographics that are supposed to benefit from our justice system. Is the justice system in itself fair? Nxa ingekho fair in nature in the way that it's structured, on an overall level. It would be crazy to think Ubuntu is actually designed to, you know, to be sensitive to the needs of abantwana. So when you're looking at the justice system in Zimbabwe, you're looking at Ubuntu. Are the laws we have in place protecting the interests of abantwana? When you're looking at issues of child marriage, it's a very big issue in Zimbabwe. I don't think there is access to justice khona lapha.
Lapho inhlanganiso ye-African Union yaqala ukuthakazelela usuku lolu, babe khangela okwayenzakala kule South Africa lapho abasakhulayo abensundu babhubha besesoweto belwela amalungelo abo ngomnyaka ka-1976. Sikhangela indlela abatsha abaphila ngayo kwele Zimbabwe, ungathi amalungelo abontanga ayahlonitshwa na?
I think the approach yami nxa sesikhangela ukuthi amalungelo abontanga ayananzelelwa yini eZimbabwe would come from the same angle that in city, kumele sikhangele from a holistic perspective where city tina amalungelo omuntu nje eZimbabwe ayananzelelwa yini. The truth is awananzelelwa. We have seen a lot of instances. I remember ngo January in 2019 when we had citizens rising up against the, you know, the increases in the prices of petrol because they felt that these were changing prices in every other sector. And they were rising not because that was the only grievance, and there were so many other things. So you find that Bulawayo incidents, I remember I read about an incident in Bulawayo where umntwana wanyathelwa, you know, abantu bevaleka and all those things. And there is a lot of things when the police come on the ground, they tie abantu. It doesn't matter at that moment ukuthi kuchaya umuntu onganani. So for me, vele human rights in Zimbabwe are a non-starter.
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Onkosazana Mantate Mlotshwa, human rights activist. She was highlighting her sentiments and her thoughts on whether or not Zimbabwe yaqakathekisa lolu suku, whether or not Zimbabwe is appreciative of the Day of the African Child. Now Mantate highlights city yena ubona ngani ele Zimbabwe anzinyika ye Zimbabwe nemaondo yake is not living up to what has been set up by the African Union. Anzinyika ye Zimbabwe haisku remekedza kodzero dze vechidiki kana kodzero dzevana. Abasa zvikari akati zuva iri aiwa izuva rakakosha zvikurusa. Why? Nekuti ati izuva rinoita kuti vechidiki vaoneka mukana wekurangarira zvakamboitwa nevechidiki South Africa uko muna 1976 kuSoweto, apo vechidiki vakabuda nehuwandu hwavo vachindoratidzira vachiti pasi nenyaya yetsa remekedzwa. Vangari vechidiki vatema vangati ivo vangatidai vanoti nechirungu equality pakati pavo nevechidiki vachena vangari zvizvarwa zvekuSouth Africa. Saka that's what Mantate was saying. She was basically highlighting umbono wake anjengesizalwane seZimbabwe. City, I usuku lolu, this day is a very, very, very important day to African youth across the board. She highlighted some of the issues and challenges that African youth are facing. You know, some of the issues that Zimbabwe are facing, and these are all universal across the African continent. You find some sorts of circumstances whereby things such as child marriages are still happening. Uti, things such as equal access to education is still not happening across the board. And so she finds uti usuku lolu is very, very, very important because it reminds us that these things still need to be addressed and these things still need to happen. Sike saxoxa njalo labasakhulayo abibandlele sanu PF. Sike saxoxa lomnumzana uMabutho Moyo. Mabutho highlighted his sentiments esithi yena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, him as a young person, he feels as though this day is very important and it is a time whereby the youth of Zimbabwe should be working alongside government to ensure ukuthi one amalungelo abo alakho ukuhlonitshwa, hanzi kodzero dzavo dzinokwanisa kuremekedzwa, uyezve mukashanda pamwe chete, hanzi namabuso mukashanda pamwe chete nehurumende yemuchungamiriri wenyika vaMnangagwa, vechidiki vanokwanisa hoka kuwana mukana wekuudza hurumende zvichemo zvavo zvogadziriswa nehurumende. So lila kukusitela umbono wenu, sitele umbono wenu zvulukandaba +12024650318. Day of the African Child, June 16. I'm Darira, Swa Ilinindin Darira, Jazz Signal in partnership with Roots Africa. And Swanera Ita 2019. That's the number to call if you have any questions with regards to coronavirus. Mure Zimbabwe Tayukshwa Kumakumo Echirongwa Che Lucha Nasi. Goto Singaga Kribi Ushelo. Let's go to the third thing that we're looking to discuss. Namhla kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Early on, we highlighted which June 16 is such an important day for African youth. This is a day that whereby we remember lokho kwenziwa nabasakhulayo kule South Africa, whereby they took to the streets in June 1976, and they protested in for equal treatment. For equal rights and so forth. Some of them were rights to education and so forth. Now, for the past 2 weeks here in America, past 3 weeks actually, if not longer, here in America, the youth of America have also been doing something similar. They've been taking to the streets in protest for the end of racism, and they were calling for justice for George Floyd, justice for Rayshard Brooks, who recently died in Atlanta due to a similar circumstance at the hands of a white police officer. So now, on Sunday, whereby I showed you what was happening in Washington, D.C., on Sunday, the African diaspora decided to take to the streets of Washington, D.C., whereby they were standing together alongside their African-American counterparts, and they were showing solidarity for the Black Lives Matter movement, and they were also saying, Pansi nalendaba racism. Let's head over to a report that I did based on the event that happened on Sunday here in the streets of Washington, D.C.
George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and just now Rayshard Brooks, may they rest in peace and power.
Some Africans living in the United States converged in Washington, D.C. on Sunday to show their solidarity to African Americans who have been staging protests nationwide following the recent death in police custody of George Floyd in Minnesota. The Africans, drawn from various nations, staged their peaceful protests at the Meridian Hill Malcolm X Park while wearing traditional clothes and beating drums, showing their support for African Americans, who also watched in disbelief the gunning down of a 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, a few days after the burial of Floyd. In both incidents and several others, Black Americans are citing racism as the cause of their deaths in the hands of white police officers. An African lady, who identified as Claire, was among hundreds who attended the event. Claire says it is important to support African Americans.
The American community, that we are in unity, that we are for each other, and in order for us to do that is to come out and protest despite the COVID.
Another participant, Alan Kelly, says Black Lives Matter will become stronger if it is supported by Africans living in the United States. Kelly adds that Africans living in the diaspora also need to support each other in order to achieve certain goals.
I think it's very important to see the solidarity from everybody from these different countries and, the level of awareness that people have about it.
Kelly further says, as an African American, he looks to his African counterparts to highlight the injustices that they're currently encountering in America.
The Black Lives Matter movement is empowered when you have Black people from every diaspora. So it's good to see that, the African continent out here, the Caribbean. I think that shows our strength in a place where we can do a lot of great things just because of the reach of the diaspora. So it's good to see a lot of like-minded people out here.
Kelly's views are echoed by several people, including Sherilene Grice, who is the current holder of the Miss Africa USA title.
We are precious. We are purposeful. We are put on this earth to do great things, and we are not supposed to be identified by the colors of our skin.
Nina Oduro of Dying Diaspora, an agency based in Washington, D.C., that amplifies the influence of African culture worldwide, says her generation should take over the fight against racism.
What my parents could not achieve, my generation must fight to realize. We cannot continue to scratch the surface of equity. Our lives and that of future generations need Black lives to matter in police units, in workplaces, in boardrooms,
in neighborhoods, in Congress, in the Senate, in the White House, and within every single individual that lives here in the United States.
Thousands of people have staged protests in USA and other countries, urging their governments to respect the rights of black people. In Britain, jubilant protesters dragged Edward Colston's bronze statue from its plinth and chucked it into the harbor. In a dramatic gesture mirroring what happened to Floyd, one protester placed his knee on Colston's bronze throat before the statue was rolled into the harbor wall. More statues linked to slavery are being targeted worldwide. Reporting from Washington, D.C., this is Mike Orley.
And clean things in here. So when you come, this is how we welcome you.
All right, so that was the report that I did based on the events that we were in attendance of on Sunday. Now let's head over to an interview that we had with a young Zimbabwean who was in also partaking in some of these protests here in the United States of America, young Sungano Nyadzayo, 17-year-old. He just recently graduated from high school. Let's hear what young Sungano had to say.
At first, the protest was started by a mother in the community that wanted to educate the younger children, like the elementary school kids. And then so my mom also heard about it, and then she wanted me to come. I'd also gone to like the DC protests, so she thought it would be a good idea to come to this local protest.
Now, we heard you echo some serious strong sentiments there as a young person. We heard you talking about past victims of police brutality. What exactly, how do you feel when you see such circumstances playing out?
Honestly, it's hard to understand. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me how you can commit such acts to a fellow, to another human. From my perspective, I feel like everybody is equal. You know, that's what they all say, you know, everybody's equal, and I truly believe that on the inside, that, you know, you should treat people how you want to be treated.
So when you go out there and protest amongst others, what exactly, what is the intention, what is the end goal for yourself personally, and then what do you think needs, what change are you hoping will come about from that?
Personally, the end goal for myself is to get justice for every name that wasn't called, and the names that have attention right now, mm-hmm. the names that we know and the ones that we don't know, because without social media, a lot of this has been happening, and we didn't know it's been happening, but we didn't know that was. And I feel like until we defund the police. And you know the definition. It's not to abolish the police. It's to defund them. Give funds to other sections that need them in the community, instead of going straight to the police. Because, and also to reform the police training.
Wow, so young.
I want accountability I just want people to be held accountable for their past crimes. And then we can stop and try to move on to a better time.
I, Ntokazi Mohle, you just heard there from young Sungano, 17-year-old Zimbabwean based in the United States of America. He recently graduated. Hi, iskat samses pele setsiwong mangoi chino buruka chino mara muri Zimbabwe tafika kumagumo echirongwa chedu cha nasi. Vanda kurukura neni ndiripo pa Twitter neba Instagram @BigMike3. Aiwa, nguwa yangu tuya pera muri Zimbabwe ngatisangane ipano pa chirongwa chedu cha vichipiki vikir nouya. Same time, same place, muri Zimbabwe. Anokorika ini mfaro, njini wengi Mike Hove. Bye-bye.